This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president says Russian forces have launched a rocket attack on a railroad station in central Ukraine on the country's Independence Day, killing at least 15 people and wounding about 50. The lethal strike Wednesday came after warnings from President Volodymyr Zelensky in recent days that the Russians might, quote, try to do something particularly nasty, something particularly cruel this week. Wednesday is a national holiday in Ukraine commemorating the country's declaration of independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. It also marks the six-month point in the war against Russia. Authorities in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region say Ethiopia's military has launched a large-scale offensive for the first time in a year, but Ethiopia's government says Tigray forces attacked first. It's a significant setback to mediation efforts and humanitarian work to feed millions of people starved of food and other needs. The warring claims on Wednesday come after months of military regrouping and a warning this week by Ethiopia's military to the public against any reporting of troop movements. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's spokeswoman asserted to journalists last week that Tigray authorities were, quote, refusing to accept peace talks. Angolans voted on Wednesday in a tight race in which the main opposition coalition had its best ever chance of victory, as millions of youth left out of its oil-fueled booms were likely to express frustration with nearly five decades of rule. The ruling party remained the favorite, though the margin is narrow enough for a surprise opposition victory, which could shift relations with global superpowers. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers looking into the government's coronavirus response say the White House, under former President Donald Trump, tried to pressure health experts into authorizing a discredited COVID treatment. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The report by the Democratic-led subcommittee provides new evidence of the administration's efforts to override FDA decisions early in the pandemic, and it sheds light on the role TV personalities such as Fox News' Laura Ingraham and Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity heart surgeon now running for Senate, played in first bringing the anti-malaria drug to the attention of White House officials. The FDA originally authorized the use of hydroxychloroquine in late March 2020, and Donald Trump even took it. But by June, FDA officials had concluded the drug was likely ineffective and can cause potentially dangerous heart complications, revoking its emergency use. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran denied having any link to sites targeted by the United States in Syria, an Iranian foreign ministry spokesperson said on Wednesday, according to the ministry's Telegram channel. On Tuesday, the U.S. military said it carried out a strike in Syria against infrastructure facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. A U.S. military spokesman told Reuters that eight U.S. fighter jets hit nine targets in Syria. The spokesman added there were no reports of civilian casualties. At the White House, spokesman John Kirby said the strikes targeted ammunition depots and other military facilities. Meanwhile, Iran has received Washington's response to an EU-drafted final offer for saving Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers. Iran's foreign ministry said on Wednesday, giving no firm indication of how close they are to narrowing remaining gaps. After 16 months of indirect U.S.-Iran talks with EU officials shuttling between the sides, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said 2 weeks ago that the bloc had laid down a final text with a response expected within a few weeks. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's president says Russian forces have launched a rocket attack on a railroad station in central Ukraine on the country's Independence Day, killing at least 15 people and wounding about 50. The lethal strike Wednesday came after warnings from President Volodymyr Zelensky in recent days that the Russians might, quote, try to do something particularly nasty, something particularly cruel this week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.